Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hello and welcome back to Couch Time with Amy Wine. I am so glad you're here with me today. So friends, we're standing at a threshold of the new year. It's that time of year when the word resolution is on everybody's lips. Man, I do not like that word. But today, since I don't like it, I want to shift our focus a bit from resolutions to intentions. Because I really want you to have true success. And without it, you can't. You see, resolutions, they're often about setting specific goals, like losing weight, hitting sales targets, you name it. But intentions, they're different. They're deeper. Intentions are about setting a tone for how we want to live, how we want to feel, and how we want to connect with those around us. Already seems a little bit different that I'm going to lose 30 pounds. It's like painting a picture of your ideal year. You get that ideal year? Not just in terms of what you're going to achieve. I'm a big achiever. We're going to do that too, but in terms of who you'll be, the relationships you'll nurture, and the personal values that you embody. It is about creating a life that resonates with your deepest desires and truths. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Because I'm here to tell you that any achievement that you might have success in, you're going to have much better success in all those things that you want if you learn to set intentions. Because when you feel successful in this way, everything else just comes right along. Your business does, your personal life, your health, your marriage, relationships with your kids, all the things happen for your good and so much better. It's time to up-level. Quit doing the fluff. I'm not about the fluff. Mm-mm. Real talk, real Amy, real life. Let's go. So today we are going to explore how exactly do we set intentions that encompass all areas of our life. Personal, relational, and yes, even your personal app. We today are going to explore how do we set intentions that encompass all areas of your life, personal, relationships, and yes, even your professional aspirations. We're going to talk about this holistic approach that can be more fulfilling and honestly, more sustainable than your typical New Year's resolutions. And when we talk about being holistic, Some people feel overwhelmed, but I'm telling you, looking at it from this, you're going to start to feel success in more areas of your life than you ever have before. So grab your favorite spot on the couch, maybe with a cup of something warm, or take your walk with me and let's dive right in. We're going to go on a journey of setting meaningful intentions for this new year. Kick the resolutions to the curb. It's not about ticking boxes off a list. It's about crafting a year that feels authentically, wonderfully you. Just finally you. So how do we set holistic, intentional goals for personal growth, relationships, and business? And we're going to do this in 30 minutes. Oh, yeah. We are going to start with the foundation of setting holistic goals. So when I say holistic, what I mean is goals that encompass every facet of your life, your personal growth, your relationships, marriage and parenting, your social, and yes, your business or career, physical health, spiritual health, all the things. So personal growth, it is at the core of everything, isn't it? If you're not good, nothing else is. It's about more than just achieving things, though. It is about evolving as a person. So when you set intentions for personal growth, think about the qualities that you want to have. How do you nurture yourself? But maybe it's patience. Maybe it's courage. Maybe perhaps ability to find joy in the small things. Whatever it is that you truly want, it's time to mark them down and think about it. So ask yourself, what personal qualities will help me lead a more fulfilled life? Then you frame your intentions around those. So instead of saying, I want to be more successful, you're going to say, I intend to cultivate resilience and mindfulness. Do you see the difference? It's about who you become in this process. When you up-level yourself, everything shifts. Now, let's go ahead and talk about relationships, because these are the heartbeat of our lives, right? When setting intentions here, focus on the kind of connections you want to foster. Maybe it's about deepening your bond with your spouse, being more present with your kids, or even nurturing friendships that uplift you. Set intentions like, I intend to have meaningful conversations with my spouse every week. Or I intend to make time for friends who make me laugh and think. It's about the quality of these interactions. The depth of the connection. When you have connection and depth like this, you can go a long sustained period of time without having to refill the bank, right? Of love. And when you do it that way and you start to think about it, if we can go a little bit deeper in the moments we do have in our busy lives, everything shifts. The pressure shifts. The expectation shifts. We start to feel lighter. So let's move on to business or career. Here, it's easy to get caught up in the tangibles, revenue targets, OKRs, KPI, ROI, all the promotions. But let's face it and name it in a holistic way. What about setting intentions that reflect not just what you want to achieve, but how you want to achieve it? How do you want to achieve them? Think about intentions like, I intend to lead with empathy and inspire my team. Or, I intend to approach my business with creativity and openness to new ideas. Do you see the difference? Aren't those a little more exciting that I'm going to make $1 million this year? How are you going to do that? Like, seriously, when we start with intentions, the game changes. This is the secret of elite performers. This is what they do. You have this in you. Every one of you, even if you don't think you're an elite performer, you have this in you. It's about infusing your work with the values and qualities that matter to you. Those also build your purpose, your passion, your confidence. So as you start to think about the new year ahead, I want you to imagine it as one where you got a clean slate to paint your personal growth, your relationships, your professional life, and bring them all to create a beautiful rhythm of picture that's uniquely yours. Remember, though, holistic goals are about the whole you, every part of your life. They move and sway in a perfect rhythm, not a balance, but a rhythm. If you want to test where you are in 10 life domains, you want to assess it, right? thrivelifeinventory.com. It's a quick assessment on all 10 life domains. We'll tell you really quickly where you stand, where you have your strengths and your weaknesses, so it can help you decide which one area you want to pick to work on. Don't work on all 10 at once. Don't set yourself up for failure. Pick two or three and go for it, right? Where do you want to up level where you're already high? And which one that's lower do you want to bring up? Now, we're going to now talk about how do we create realistic, impactful intentions, though. I'm all about being practical. So now that we've talked about what holistic goals are, we're going to dive into how. How do we create intentions that are both realistic and impactful? Real life, real talk, real Amy all the time. Break it down into actionable steps. Are you ready? First things first, let's talk realism. Down to earth. We all might have big dreams, and that is amazing. I got big, big dreams. But your intentions need to be grounded in reality. Is this intention achievable within the context of my current life? So it's about setting yourself up for success, not disappointment. Because when you don't hit that million-dollar goal, what comes in? Shame, I'm not good enough, negative self-talk. And it's perfectly fine to have those type of goals. But I want you to add these in too. So break it down. Start by breaking down each intention into smaller, manageable steps. Say your intention is to cultivate more mindfulness. And mindfulness is just where we start to think about things more. We start to learn how to handle our emotions. Break it down into daily practices. It could be meditation. It could be prayer. It could be yoga class. This way, it becomes part of your routine. It's not just a lofty idea. Then it shifts, right, for you. Make it measurable. It is important to know how you track your progress. For instance, if your intention is to deepen your relationship with your spouse, well, make it measurable by planning regular date nights. And date nights, you know, I believe are not the be-all end-all. So there's another episode where we talk about that, because I'll just put it here right now. If you're going to go on a date night, it's not sitting on your phone at dinner or a movie where you don't have a conversation, right? We have a download for 100 connecting questions. You can also Google them. There's card games on Google. So when I say that we're going to set and plan a regular date night, I want you to know what that means. Okay, so here we go. It's measurable by planning regular date nights or setting aside time each day to connect without distractions. No phone, no TV, all the things. Maybe 5 minutes. Align your values. Your intentions should reflect your core values. If family is a top priority, set intentions that enhance family time. If integrity is your cornerstone, let that guide your business goals. It's about ensuring your intentions resonate with the essence of who you authentically are. And if we don't know that, it's time to figure out what our core values are. Right? Email me, amy@amywine.com. I'll send you a core value exercise. Just say it in the subject. Remember, life is unpredictable. Your intentions might need to adapt as the year unfolds. So be open to reassessing, readjusting. Your intentions can change if they need to be. It's not about being rigid and then shaming ourselves. It's about being responsive with life's ebbs and flows. Because sometimes life just freaking happens. And step five, celebrate small wins. Every time you take towards your intention is a win, no matter how small. Celebrate these moments. These are the building blocks of your larger goal. By acknowledging your progress, it keeps you motivated and it reminds you of the power of small, consistent actions. Everybody thinks we got to do big, grand things. That creating realistic, impactful intentions is about being honest with yourself, about breaking down your goals, and aligning them with your values. Stay flexible. Celebrate your progress. It is a journey you're on of growth, discovery, and most importantly, fulfillment. And I want you to have more days than not that are fulfilling in 2024. But I also want to talk about one more thing, integrating faith and personal values into your New Year intentions. not one you normally talk about, right? Let's talk about something that's close to my heart, and I know to many of yours as well. Integrating faith and personal values in our intentions for the new year. How do we do that? Faith, whatever that looks like for you, isn't just a part of our lives. It's the lens through which we see the world. It shapes our values, our decisions, and yes, our intentions. So how do we weave this deep part of who we are ourselves into our plans for the new year? Oh, I got you, people. We're going to start with reflection. Begin by reflecting on your faith and your values. What lessons did the past year bring? How did your faith guide you through challenges? Reflecting on these questions helps you understand the role of your faith and values in shaping your life, your relationships, and your business. Aligning intentions with faith. Now, once you've reflected, you start aligning your intentions with these insights. Say your faith teaches you compassion. You're going to set an intention to volunteer regularly or perform acts of kindness randomly. If your faith emphasizes gratitude, consider starting a daily gratitude practice. Use your values as your compass. You've got this. Let your values be your compass. They should not just guide you in your goals you set, but how to pursue them. If honesty and integrity are your cornerstones, let them guide your business practices. If family and relationships are what you value most, let your intentions reflect that by prioritizing time with your loved ones. Integrating spiritual practices into your daily routine, whether it's a prayer, a meditation, or reading spiritual texts, these practices can anchor your intentions. They keep you grounded and focused on what truly matters. My Bible time every morning is what gets me through every single day. Don't forget the power of community, though. Engage with like-minded individuals that share your faith, your values. It's about creating a supportive network that uplifts and encourages you on this journey of life. Integrating faith and personal values into your intentions isn't just about setting goals. It's about creating a life that's in harmony with your deepest beliefs. It's about living authentically in a way that nourishes your soul and brings true, true joy. Embrace your new year with intention and a rhythm that works for you, for your life right now. And as we wrap up today's conversation, I want to summarize some key points we've explored, but I want to set the stage for an intentional rhythm for your new year. We begin by differentiating between resolutions and intentions. Emphasized a holistic approach that encompasses personal growth, relationships, and our professional lives. We've talked about setting realistic, impactful intentions, breaking them down into manageable steps, making them measurable, and aligning them with our deepest values. Then we dived into integrating faith and our personal values into our intentions. We've discussed the importance of reflection, aligning our goals with our faith, and letting our values guide our decision. We've also touched on the significance of spiritual practices and community in supporting our journey. And as you step into this new year, I encourage you to embrace it with intention and a rhythm that's built just for you. It's not just about achieving goals. It's about creating a life that resonates with who you are at your core. It's about nurturing relationships that bring you joy, pursuing professional aspirations that align with your values, and fostering personal growth that enriches your soul. That's the life I want. So take a deep breath as you exhale. Let go of any pressures, expectations that don't serve you. I want you to pause, stop, breathe it in. As you exhale it, let go pressures, expectations. Step into this new year with a heart full of hope and hands ready to shape a year that's authentically yours. You've got this. I believe in you. I know that you can do this. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey today. I can't wait to hear about the intentions you set and the steps you take towards a year filled with growth, love, and fulfillment. Remember, you're not alone. We're all in this journey together every step of the way. I will see you next week and also in Thrive Life TV. If you're not there, why not? Keep loving fiercely. Keep living with intentions. Happy New Year. And here's to a year that's as amazing as you are. You've got it. I'm already applauding you. Come on, let's go. Do this. I believe in you. Let it be intentional this year. Build up yourself. Build up your relationships. Build up your professional life with intention, not a goal. Everything will shift for you. I can't wait to see it. Until next time, I'm Amy and I'm home. Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.